The Trainer Cardinals went from weeks of undefeated play to being shut out 49-0 against Underwood last Friday night. Their offense also had under 100 total yards last week, and head coach Jeff Casey knows that they will be back in the right direction this week.
Well, we didn't really do much of anything right, and that started with me at the top. And so we had to take a good hard look in the mirror over the weekend and in some staff meetings and just kind of evaluate, what went wrong and then make some changes. And so we've had a good few days since then and kind of getting excited to get back out on the field this Friday against Shenandoah, who's playing some really good football right now.
Trainer had just 154 yards on offense in week 5 and just 85 yards last week, as the offense has not been going in the right direction for the Cardinals. This week, the Cardinals are going back to basics that helped them in their earlier games this season.
Yeah, and it's been 2 weeks where we haven't been very good on offense, and so that's obviously something that we needed to address right away. And we made some subtle changes. It's just kind of going back to some basic things that we needed to refocus on. And that's been what we've done so far this week in practice. And, the kids are bought in. The kids understand. They know what they need to do this week to kind of get things back going as well. So just going back to some of the basic fundamental things that we were really emphasizing early in the year. We did have some injury issues the last 2 weeks we were kind of dealing with that threw us off a little bit offensively. But, that can't be an excuse for it either. So we got to be better, and that's what we focused on this week.
Regardless of last week, the Cardinals still have just one loss on the season, as they are 5-1 overall and 2-1 in district play. The Cardinals have two very winnable games to finish out the regular season. They are taking on a 3-3 Shenandoah team that has also lost to Underwood 49-0 this season. The Mustangs rely on Jade Spangler, as he has passed for 976 total yards this season. On the defensive end, Gage Sample has 34.5 total tackles and continues to be a defensive threat for Shenandoah.
Well, you said a couple things there that have rung true for us. I mean, yeah, we've only got one loss. We're 5-1. It's still, we've had a really good season up to this point, and nobody's happy with the way our last game transpired. But, one of the things about the kids is they're hungry and eager to get back out there, and some changes to that as well. And they want to right the ship quickly. And they know that we've got a tough team this Friday that we're going to be playing, that when we look at film, that's a team that's gotten better every single week, noticeably better. And so the guys know that they got to be, on point this week. And so super excited for the game. There's a lot on the line here in terms of playoff positioning and seeds for the playoffs and all that stuff. So certainly a lot to play for. But I think the biggest thing that we've stressed and the kids understand is that, we just had to come back and fix the problems that we experienced last week and just, make it right.
Coach Casey knows that as his team continues throughout the season, his athletes are getting better and better every day. The goal of the team is not to just win, but to develop throughout the season.
It's really hard to kind of look big picture wise at that stuff. We're really siloed in what we do. And so honestly, last night it was all about giving your best at practice last night. And when we get out there tonight, it's going to be the same thing. Like, hey, we had a great, awesome practice last night, but we got to be better. And there's no excuses. You just got to, you got to get up and you got to be better than you were yesterday. And every rep, every opportunity, you got to give your very best. And so that's kind of what we preach. We try to take that day-by-day approach that way.
Trainer travels to Shenandoah tonight to take on the Mustangs in a district matchup with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.